And again, Jeff, you text me if you need anything because I'm going to turn you down for the return. Welcome back to St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. Wisconsin and Seton Hall, game two of the Paradise Jam. Both teams coming off of losses. Got starters here for Seton Hall. Their starters, a 5'6 senior guard from Virginia, number one, Shaylin Higgins. 5'3 senior guard from Wilmington, Delaware, number three. She is Lauren Park Lane, a spark plug for this group. 6'2 graduate student forward from Philadelphia, number four, Jayla Jordan. And you've got a 6'1 senior forward from West Orange, New Jersey, number 10, Maya Bembry. And a 5'10 freshman guard forward from East Hartford, Connecticut, number one, Shaylin Pinkney. That is under 10th year head coach Anthony Bazella, 1989 Seton Hall grad. Back at his alma mater. For the Badgers, under head coach Marissa Mosley, second season for her. A 6-foot junior guard starts things off from Naperville, Illinois, number three, Brooke Schrammick. 6-foot senior guard from Prague, Czech Republic, number five, Julie Pusbishalova. And a 5'10 redshirt freshman guard from Beaver Dam, Maddie Wilkie. 5'6 graduate student guard from Harrison, New York, number 12, Avery LaBarbara. And a 6'4 freshman forward from Brooklyn, New York, makes up starting five, number 25. That is Sarah Williams. Referee comes into the circle, toss and tap. Both players on each side tap it. Controlled, though, by Seton Hall, and we are underway here in the Virgin Islands for game two of the Paradise Jam. And there is top of the circle. Lauren Park Lane unleashes a three. That one short, hits the front of the rim. Controlled by Wisconsin as they will come down the floor for their first offensive possession. The Badgers only scoring 5 points the entire fourth quarter yesterday, so you love to see that first basket go in. Pusbishalova top of the wheel for Wisconsin. Down to Schrammick, left of the circle. Hands it back off to Pusbishalova. She'll go off the glass, left side and in. And there is Wisconsin's first basket of the game. 2-0 they lead, 35 seconds into the contest. Park Lane drops it off for Pinkney, high on the left side. She'll move up to the top. And there will be Higgins over to the right side in Park Lane. Now right elbow, 15-footer for Bembry, and that one is poured in. Two apiece. 50 seconds in. Wisconsin, the home team today and tomorrow, so they're home whites with, of course, the red numerals front and back. Dark blue, tops and bottoms for Seton Hall with the white piping and the white numerals. Pirates, their team mascot. High on the right side, Pusbishalova, and then she dribbles right into pressure, picked up there by Jordan, then she loses it. Reaching for it again is Pusbishalova of Wisconsin. She throws it between the legs of a Badger Wilkie. LaBarbara's able to recover far sideline, and Wisconsin has possession. Back to LaBarbara, left of the circle, fakes a three. Now she'll drive, little floater from the left elbow, no good. Rebound, a couple Badgers, Schrammick and Williams cancel one another out. And Lauren Park Lane comes up the floor. She is just 5'3". She gets that blocked away by Pusbishalova, who stands at 6 foot. Wisconsin comes back the other way. 90 seconds in. Each team with two. Inside for Schrammick, got around Jordan, then swatted away from behind. As it is a block fest in the early going. Seton Hall comes back with Pinkney. She'll go to the left block. Goes up. That one blocked by Pusbishalova. Two blocks for Wisconsin's Julie Pusbishalova. Wilkie runs the floor. Out for LaBarbara in the circle. She'll take a long two, and that is good for Avery LaBarbara. 4-2 Wisconsin. 2 minutes in. No Sydney Cooks in the starting lineup. Started the first five games of the season. Kenosha, Wisconsin native. Miss Wisconsin back in 2017. Got some confidential information that coaching staff for Seton Hall wanted to maybe have her wake up a little bit. Motivator. There's a errant three by Jordan of Seton Hall. Wisconsin comes back the other way. LaBarbara, she'll take another one. That one short. Rebound. Batted around. Loose on the floor. Wilkie couldn't quite track it. And Seton Hall comes back with the basketball. Park Lane again. She'll try another three. Left of the circle. And that one is straight through for Lauren Park Lane. And she is 1-for-2 shooting those threes. First lead of the game for Seton Hall. 7-17 remaining in the first. 5-4, the Pirates. Wisconsin back offensively. Nice pass to Schrammick. She'll try and drive inside. That one knocked away once again by Bembry of Seton Hall. And Park Lane comes forward. Thought about another three. Tosses it right into the midst of Schrammick. She'll go back to LaBarbara all alone on the right side. She'll put the layup in. And it is 6-5 Wisconsin. 3:05 into this contest. Seton Hall with two turnovers, the Badgers with one, and each team with about two blocks apiece. Park Lane high on the right side for Seton Hall. Again, she's just 5'3", but she is excellent. One of the top players in the Big East Conference where Seton Hall comes from. Top of the wheel, she'll unleash another three. Straight on, straight in. She was left all alone, and you cannot let Lauren Park Lane have that much room from beyond the arc. 8-6 Seton Hall. 6:24 to go, first quarter. Wisconsin back offensively. LaBarbera. Top of the key for Schrammick. Overhead pass to Pospisilova, left corner. She'll fire it back over to Schrammick. Top of the circle, and she hits a three. Brooke Schrammick puts it in. Came into this game just 2 of 11 from downtown for Brooke Schrammick. Nice to see that one go. 9-8 Wisconsin. 4 minutes in. Well, I think it's safe to say no hangover for the Badgers after yesterday's loss to Georgia. Left elbow shot for Park Lane. That's no good. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound comes down to LaBarbera for the Badgers. Weaving away through traffic. Quick shot there. Three in transition for Wilkie. That is wide right. Goes out of bounds. Far sideline. And it will be to Seton Hall. Savannah White checks in for the first time for the Badgers. Freshman takes out freshman Sarah Williams. Talked about it quite a bit yesterday, Williams. Co-Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Had a good game yesterday. And that 14 points per game, that does lead the team, tied with Maddie Wilkie, 14 a pop. 5:44 to go in the first. 9-8 Wisconsin as they get back in on defense with that zone defense they've been playing all year. Bembry in the circle to Baines, who checked in. She'll body up along that left block. Thought that was a couple of steps on Schrammick. They don't call a travel. Missed it. Rebound down low for Seton Hall. And they're going to have Cooks there, who was triple team back outside Park Lane, right in front of us. Left side, three-pointer. That's wide right. Boxing out was Schrammick, but then going right around her was another player, Baines, who was able to put it off the glass on the right side and good. Well, good box out by Schrammick, but somebody did not get on Baines, and she made the easy one. 10-9 now Seton Hall, trading leads each side. 5 minutes to go in the first. There's a floater left of the lane for Maddie Wilkie. About 7 feet away, she puts that one home. And now Wisconsin takes the lead, 11-10. 4:57 remaining in the first. Baines high on the left side, back to Park Lane. Goes right around LaBarbera, goes up. Foul, missed the shot, but two free throws upcoming for Lauren Park Lane. First free throws of the contest. Really our first stoppage in play that will lead to a media timeout. So we will step aside and get the free throws when we come back. 4:50 to go in the first. Wisconsin leading Seton Hall 11-10. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield. Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you in part by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Reed Magnum along with you, filling in for John Adias, calling Wisconsin-Nebraska volleyball tonight on U100.9 in Madison and the free iHeartRadio app. Here in St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands, game two of the Paradise Jam, Wisconsin leading Seton Hall 11-10, 4:50 remaining in our first quarter. Well, Wisconsin lost a tough one yesterday. So did Seton Hall. They lost 62-61. They were down eight with under three to go, and then free throws by Lauren Park Lane with 27 seconds left tied the game and then took the lead after they were able to come back. VCU was able to then retake the lead, and with 3 seconds remaining, Sydney Cooks for Seton Hall missed a jumper. Time expired, and that was Seton Hall's third straight loss. So both teams trying to get back on track. Wisconsin, two straight losses now. Be Lauren Park Lane to shoot free throws for the Pirates. First free throws of the contest. First one up, and it swirls in. Second free throw coming up for Park Lane. 73% free throw shooter on the young season. Second one up, that one is good. She goes 2 for 2. So Wisconsin now trails 12-11, 4:49 to go in the first. Each team trading leads. And the Badgers break that three-quarters court press against Seton Hall and set up offensively. Pospisilova high on the right side. Williams, LaBarbera, White, and Wilkie on the floor. Is White going to drive in? Got her pocket almost picked. Was able to recover. Goes to a left elbow shot for Williams, and that is good. 13-12, Wisconsin back with the advantage. 4:24 to go in the first. Sarah Williams continues to get stronger and more confident. Park Lane top of the circle, another three-pointer for her. That airballs out of bounds on the right side. And that will come to Wisconsin. Talked about Park Lane. She loves to shoot those threes, coming into today 21%, so she's not great at it, but she will not be discouraged. And when she heats up, then you have to look out. So keep a hand in her face. Don't let her get comfortable. The half-court line just in front of it, LaBarbera. Some new players on the floor for Seton Hall. Schrammick's going to check in as well for Wisconsin, the next dead ball. White left of the circle, looking for a cutting post Bishalova to Wilkie, right of the circle, inside. There's Williams, got double team. Fadeaway jumper, and she splashes it. Oh, pretty move there. For Sarah Williams, that fadeaway looked pretty. 15-12, Wisconsin, 3:44 to go in the first. Right corner, there is a three. That is too strong for Cooks. Long rebound. On the near side, picked up by Wilkie of the Badgers, and they run the floor. LaBarbera charging ahead in the circle, stops, pops. That's wide right. Rebound comes down to Seton Hall. They'll quickly move back the other way. They trail Wisconsin by three. 3.5 to go in the first. Into Cooks. Big size advantage on Wilkie. Now she'll go across to the other block. Up, no good for Seton Hall. Rebound to White of Wisconsin. Boy, Wilkie giving up some big size as Cooks is 6'4". Wilkie's 5'10". And Cooks, a much bigger player physically. But Wilkie deterred her, made her pass it. And Wisconsin able to have a good defensive possession. Up by three, 3:04 to go in the first. Back to Williams, gets that knocked out of bounds by a swooping in Baines. Stays with Wisconsin, 13 on the shot clock. Schrammick in, White out. Double zeros checking in for Seton Hall. 6'1 graduate student from New Jersey, Alexia Alesh. Bringing number 22, Mari Wright. And there's a quick shot in the inbounds there for Wilkie. Right of the paint, 15 feet away, and she is able to get it to go. 17-12, Wisconsin now up by five. 2:54 to go in the first. Right of the circle for Seton Hall. That right elbow now, Baines tries to drive around Postbishalova. Off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Julie Postbishalova. Bounce pass up to LaBarbera. 2-on-2 if they push it. LaBarbera will wisely pull it back. Wisconsin now getting in system. And there's going to be Williams, given all the space in the world to shoot a three by Cooks. She thought about it, passes it up, and then offensive foul, as that was a little push there by Williams setting the screen for Wisconsin. So it goes back to Seton Hall. Turnovers right now, Seton Hall with three. That is the second for the Badgers. Wisconsin coming out of the gate shooting 53%, 8 of 15. Other side, 28.6% for Seton Hall. That's 4 of 14. First personal on Williams for Wisconsin, second as a team in this first quarter. 2:26 to go in it. 17-12, Wisconsin leads. Left side for Seton Hall. They'll go down to Bembry. Now right of the circle, long three-pointer. That is short. Rebound comes down. Put shot of bounds by Schrammick for Wisconsin. Stays with Seton Hall. Three-pointer was taken by Baines of Seton Hall. Right to inbound near side of the basket for the Pirates. Bounce pass down low. Baines has it. Right block. Good defense there by Schrammick. Oh, a late whistle. Two free throws up coming for Seton Hall as Schrammick looked pretty straight up and down from this vantage point, but they'll send Baines to that free throw line. Uncorked that three-pointer a couple of moments ago, and that surprised Wisconsin. She hadn't taken a three all year. She missed it. Schrammick goes out. We'll have Saniya Copeland check in for the first time for the Badgers. Free throw good for Baines. Copeland, 5'7", freshman guard out of Kansas City, Kansas. Playing more and more meaningful minutes with the season-ending knee injury to Hallie Douglas on Sunday at Illinois State. Second free throw no good for Baines. Williams easily grabs the rebound for Wisconsin. The Badgers come back. Four-point advantage, 2:05 to go in the first. Crossover there for Postbishalova. Now a little pick and pop, or pick and roll rather. Williams rolled to the basket, got a pass behind the defense, and was able to go up and under off the glass and in. 19-13 lead for the Badgers. 1:50 to go in the first. Strong start here for Wisconsin. At the free throw line, Cooks turnaround jumper. That was smooth. 19-15, Wisconsin up by four. 1:40 to go in the first. Coach Mosley telling Maddie Wilkie, bring the ball up quickly as they're guarding LaBarbera, not wanting to let her bring it up. See if that changes Wisconsin's offense at all. Wilkie, right side, three-pointer. That's wide right. Rebound pushed over to Seton Hall's Park Lane. Tracks it and comes up the floor quickly. She can move in a hurry. Goes up, foul. Free throws upcoming for Park Lane. Second free throws, second pair of free throws for the game coming up for her. Wisconsin foul on Copeland, her first three as a team. Make that four as a team now. Park Lane back to the free throw line. Hit her first two. That one is good. Well, for Park Lane, second straight year, Nancy Lieberman Award watch list. Best point guard in the country. Only 20 get on that list. So she may be 5'3", but She's getting everyone's attention. Second free throw good. And it is a two-point advantage for Wisconsin. A buck 18 to go in the first. Up ahead for the Badgers and Williams. They break the press rather easily. Williams right of the circle and gives it to Pospisilova. They are really face-guarding LaBarber right now, their point guard, not wanting to let the offense run through her. Fire it over to the left side. Baseball pass for Pospisilova. That was 3 feet over the head of Copeland. Put her hands to her face in frustration. And that'll be a turnover, and it will be Seton Hall's ball as Ronnie Porter comes in. Wilkie will take a breather, try and get her the rest of the quarter and then the quarter break. LaBarber is staying in. So Ronnie Porter listed as 5'4", Park Lane listed as 5'3". They will guard each other. On the right side, though, for Cooks, right baseline, going up against Williams for Seton Hall. Backing her down with the left hand, goes up with the right, and it is up and in. Dribbling with the left, didn't look real confident, but the right-handed shot looked good. Tied at 19, 40 seconds to go in the first. About a 15-second differential, game clock to shot clock. LaBarbera, top of the circle. Picked up her dribble, needs some help. Oh, Seton Hall wanted to travel, nothing called there. Porter now, high on the left side, moving to the top of the circle. Sends it over to LaBarbera, 9 in the shot clock. Wanting Williams down low, can't get her. Copeland, right baseline, 6 seconds. There's going to be a Pospisilova, right elbow, 2, no good. And a rebound to Seton Hall, 16 seconds left in the first. Shot clock turned off. Bembry zigzagging her way through traffic. There's going to be a three-pointer for Cooks, and that is in. 22-19, Seton Hall takes the lead. 5 seconds left in the first. Copeland coming up the floor, 2 seconds. She's going to take a shot, long three, banks it in, and Wisconsin ties it at 22 as we end the first quarter. Give you stats when we come back. That was a fast-paced first quarter. Both teams' benches are smiling. You're listening to Wisconsin Basketball from Learfield. Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you in part by Monk's Bar and Grill. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin athletics. End of the first quarter, we are tied at 22. Wisconsin banked it in. Sanaya Copeland, time expired. A runner just outside the three-point arc, used every second of those remaining seconds and banked it in and tied at 22. Wisconsin in the quarter shoots 10 of 19, 52.6%. Seton Hall, 7 of 18, that is 39%. The Badgers, 2 for 5 shooting threes, 3 for 9 for Seton Hall. That included 2 of 5 for Lauren Park Lane, their excellent point guard. Wisconsin did not shoot a free throw in that first quarter. Seton Hall went 5 for 6. 7 assists for the Badgers, 3 steals, no blocks, 4 personal fouls, 2 of those for Schrammick, who really avoided foul trouble yesterday. They needed to do the same today. 4 assists for Seton Hall, 1 steal, a pair of blocks, and each team with 3 turnovers, and incredibly, no personal fouls, because no free throws for Wisconsin, so no fouls by Seton Hall. The Pirates come back out on the floor. Wisconsin picks up their bench, and they come out too. For Wisconsin, 7 freshmen and a transfer. For Seton Hall, you look at their roster of 13 players. They have 8 different players who, at one time or another, transferred. Go through that laundry list later on in the broadcast. Players, a lot of them not starting at Seton Hall, but happy to be a part of the program. Right side for Ronnie Porter, getting the start in second quarter. That one almost tipped back on a tough pass. LaBarbera's able to track it down for the Badgers. Got Williams, Pospisilova, Wilkie, and Porter, the 5 on the floor for the Badgers. There's going to be for Williams. Long 3, left of the circle. That's not really her game. That one wide right, not close. Back to Park Lane as she comes up the floor for Seton Hall. Banks that one in. Little runner for her. When you're 5'3", you have to be creative. So runners, jump shots. I'm going to body anybody up down there down low. Ronnie Porter now for Wisconsin on the right side. The Badgers down by 2, 45 seconds into the second. Pospisilova, 3-pointer right side. That one wide right and a rebound for Hagans of Seton Hall. Up ahead quickly for Cooks. There's going to be ripped away. Thought it might be a jump ball. Williams just said, give me that. Ripped it away from Cooks. Badgers come back up the floor with LaBarbera. Minute 5 into the second. 2-point deficit for the Badgers. Wilkie left baseline. Now right corner. Ronnie Porter, strong 3. That's a little too strong. And a rebound for Lauren Park Lane, and she will chug up the floor for Seton Hall. Comes to the left of the circle. They'll set up their offense, looking for a cook screen. She gets it. She'll pop a three. Left of the circle. Thought she liked it. No good. Rebound down low and in for Maya Bembry. Four-point lead for Seton Hall. 90 seconds into quarter number two. Between the wheels for LaBarbera to Porter on the right side. Looking for her options. Goes to Wilkie. She'll pass it left of the circle. Fakes the handoff. Pospisiloba now gives to Wilkie. Along that far side of the corner. And that's going to be a travel for Julie Pospisiloba. Boy, since the start of the fourth quarter yesterday, Julie just has looked a little off her game. Not confident on the shot. Another turnover there for her off the travel. She's one of three right now from the field. Two rebounds, two assists, and a steal. So gets involved defensively. All part of the game of basketball, ups and downs. Four-point deficit for Wisconsin, 250, make it 150 into the second. The Badgers back on defense. Park Lane and Porter going at it defensively. Park Lane now moves right of the circle. Sutter step goes left corner. There's going to be foot on the line as Hagans tried to jab step and then go into the lane. That back foot went out. Williams will check out for the Badgers. In comes Schrammick with those two personals. Cannot pick up that third anytime soon. It's interesting for Ronnie Porter. She's listed at 5'4", and Park Lane listed at 5'3", although Park Lane looks a little taller than Ronnie Porter. Bounce pass into Pospisiloba, and that'll be a foul on Bembry for Seton Hall. That is the first for the team in this second quarter. LaBarbera right corner, Seton Hall bench yelling at something. Right corner, there's a three for Porter. Missed the second time she's had the shot in that spot, and Park Lane comes forward. Bembry, by the way, that's her first personal. Here's a Jordan three-pointer left of the circle, and that looked good for Jordan, as that was a very strong-looking shot. Stepped right into it. Largest lead of the game now for Seton Hall. Seven-point advantage, 7:25 to go in the second. Right corner. Porter thought about another three, fumbled the shot though, or the pass a little bit, couldn't snap off the shot. Now for Porter, freshman against one of the top point guards in the Big East and really the country for that matter in Park Lane. This is a challenge for Porter, but she looks up to it, confidently dribbling back there. 4 seconds in the shot clock. Copeland gives it off to Schrammick. There's a flat shot wide right, missed it. Rebound for Jordan of Seton Hall, and she'll toss it forward on a near side outlet pass for Park Lane, and she'll move into, no, wipe off that shot. That's going to be an offensive foul as Bembry collided, took out Pospisiloba, and we'll go back to the Badgers. Wilkie checking in. Ronnie Porter goes out. That is now two team fouls for Seton Hall in this second quarter. Bembry her second. She will stay in the game. Wisconsin trailing 29-22, 6:52 to go in the second quarter. Game two in the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas and the Paradise Jam. 23rd version of this tournament. Wisconsin's been here before, and 3 seconds in the lane on Williams. She's got her hands out, frustrated. Maybe feeling like that was a quick 3 seconds. I do wonder if that Seton Hall bench was whispering in the ear of the referee to watch that 3 seconds, because they jumped up as soon as that was called. 6:38 remaining in the second. 7-point lead for Seton Hall back on offense. Wilkie now will take on Park Lane. Right of the circle, thought about a three. She is as quick as a cat, moves into the circle. Outside for Jordan, another three-pointer. Straight on, straight through. Look out. Jayla Jordan heating up now from downtown. Has hit the last two she shot. 10-point advantage for Seton Hall. 6:17 remaining in the first half. And again, Wisconsin now not being able to get a bucket. 10-0 run for Seton Hall. And we're going to have, oh, a reach-in foul for Hagans. That is good for Wisconsin. She could not believe it. Great job by LaBarbera, staying strong out there with the point guard position. Coach Bazella for Seton Hall saying she's got the arm bar up. Referees shakes her head and says nope. That'll be three team fouls now for Seton Hall. LaBarbera, such a calm presence there in that point guard position. Really never breaks a sweat, no matter the situation. Williams bounce pass into LaBarbera. The graduate student goes a little too strong in the floater, and she's not getting up yet on the ground. She might have gotten poked in the eye as she's in pain. Referees are going to blow this whistle. LaBarbera, I hope she's writhing in pain right now on the floor, and Coach Mosley comes out to her along with the training staff. I didn't know if she was reaching for her face. This is on the opposite end of the floor, and she is, I mean, she's moving, but it's not in a good way. And hands go to her face, and Boy, oh boy, this brings you right back to what we saw on Sunday with Hallie Douglas. Don't want to say it's a knee injury yet. Can't tell. The trainer is working down in that lower part of the leg. A couple of folks from the tournament come over, including the team or the tournament doctor. Can't tell if they're working. They're working on a leg, lower leg. Is it knee? Is it ankle? Cannot tell. They're going to get LaBarbara up now, and then a couple of other folks. And, yeah, she is not going to put any pressure on the right leg, and she's going to be carried off. And, my goodness, Wisconsin has seen this too much, and Coach Mosley slowly walks back over to her bench with a look on her face like, okay, now what? They're going to take her all the way back to the locker room, both arms over shoulders of people helping her off. Couldn't tell if it was ankle or knee. Either way, she appears to be done for this game. And thoughts and prayers for Avery LaBarbara, transfer from Holy Cross, Patriot League Player of the Year last year. Of course, Coach Mosley, 2019 Patriot League Coach of the Year in Boston. And talked to Avery yesterday during our halftime, and she said, Coach Mo is the reason I came here. And she is such a huge part of this team, not just on the floor, but has just integrated herself so quickly, and she gets carried off. So, Saniya Copeland on the floor with Porter, Schrammick, Wilkie, and Williams. I'm guessing Wilkie will be the point. We'll find out. Defensive possession for Wisconsin right now, down 10. 5:50 to go in the second. You've got to mentally now reset yourself after your point guard leader gets carried off the floor. Hagan's going to drive inside, or Hagan's rather, misses that short at the bottom of the rim. Rebound to Williams. Porter's going to run the point here for Wisconsin. So the freshman will come out here for the Badgers. Dribbles that one off of Hagan's. Turnover. No! He was able to be found by Wilkie, who puts it off the glass and home. And Wisconsin gets bailed out there from the ball being pushed over to Wilkie. Right place, right time for the redshirt freshman. 8-point deficit for Wisconsin. Nice block there for Williams. Blocked away the much smaller Park Lane. And now Copeland will run the point for the Badgers. Point guard by committee, it looks like. 32-24, Wisconsin down. 5:10 to go, first half. Going to be right elbow fadeaway there for Williams. That was very nice. Off the glass for Sarah Williams, and a timeout taken by Seton Hall. This will be our media timeout, so we're going to take a break. 32-26, Wisconsin cutting into that deficit. 5:01 to go in the first half. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield. First half, 32-26, Wisconsin trailing Seton Hall, but unfortunately the storyline is another injury as Avery LaBarbara a couple of minutes ago, point guard, graduate student, 10.3 points per game, 5.8 rebounds per contest, and an overall leader, got taken off the floor, not putting any pressure on her right leg. Was it knee, was it ankle? Couldn't tell. She went down in a heap and then writhing in pain, and she got carried off. So, saw this with Hallie Douglas on Sunday. Unfortunately, we see the same thing today, and it's on that right baseline, pretty much that same spot that Douglas went down. So Wisconsin point guard by committee now as play resumes. Ronnie Porter on the floor for the Badgers. Copeland getting a lot of playing time. Julie Pospisilova does check back in. Copeland on the bench. William Schrammick and Wilkie on the floor for the Badgers as up left side basket counts. And a foul as Azana Baines is going to go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Seton Hall, 8-point advantage. Unfortunately, we saw another drought there for Wisconsin, too, as it was a 10-0 run that the Badgers were finally able to end. 1 of 7 for their last three-point attempts. They're 2 of 9 in the game. Free throw shot is made by Seton Hall. Copeland comes back in for Wisconsin, Williams out. So the Badgers small ball here and a full court press. Pressure being dialed up by Seton Hall. Far sideline for Wilkie in the backcourt goes to Copeland. She'll move up the middle of the floor. And now Pospisilova will cross over the half-court line and goes to the top of the key. Hands it off for Wilkie. Try and run that offense as much as he can. I would say through Maddie Wilkie when Williams is off the floor. She'll move left side and that jumper just inside that three-point arc is no good. Jump ball, possession arrow back the other way. It will go to Seton Hall. 4:26 left in the half. 35-26. The Pirates lead. Wisconsin now bringing a full-court pressure to the defense as Hagans in the backcourt moves up the far sideline. Porter right along with her. She'll now cross over the Paradise Jams logo, and they'll set up offensively for Cooks. Left block on that right block. All alone off the backboard and in for Baines. Cooks gets double teamed, so she flips it over her shoulder to Baines, who makes the easy one. 37-26, Seton Hall up by 11, and they are in control. 4:05 to go, second quarter. Right of the circle for Bospishalova, cutting Copeland, can't get it. Then Schrammick got that swatted away, but the Badgers stay with it. 12 on the shot clock. Wilkie gets the screen to Schrammick, right of the circle, three-pointer. They need it, and they got it for Brooke Schrammick. Big three-pointer there for Wisconsin. 37-29, they trail. 3:44 to go in the second. Left of the circle. Baines surveys her options, trying to get it into Cooks against Schrammick. This time she'll try a fadeaway, Jay, and that is in. Look out. Cooks, when she starts cooking, she will just keep on putting them in. Up by 10 again for Seton Hall. 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Cross court for Porter. Brings in the high pass, right corner. Bospishalova thought about a three. Now she will take a three. Step to the left. That is no good. Rebound for Seton Hall. Struggling right now, Bospishalova. 1 of 4 from the field, 0 for 2 from downtown. That one knocked out of bounds on the far sideline. Good defense by Schrammick. 22 on the shot clock for Seton Hall. Hate to see LaBarbara go down for both coaches. Anthony Bazella for Seton Hall. She did camps when she was young, back when he was at Iona College. So he has known her since she was a little gal. And so both coaches feeling emotions when they saw her go out. Cooks airballs that. Might have been tipped Wisconsin defensively. Bospishalova cleans it up for the Badgers. For Copeland, right free throw line extended, moves right of the circle, bounce pass for Brooke Schrammick in the lane, gets bodied hard and can't get that one to fall as it went all the way around the rim, fell out. Thought maybe you could call a Bembry foul, nothing doing, and then foul there for Bospishalova of Wisconsin. That'll stop it at 2:43 to go in the second, 10-point deficit. Not a shooting foul, just Wisconsin second as a team. And for Bospishalova, that'll be her first personal. Two players with two personals right now, Williams and Schrammick. Out to Baines between the circles for Seton Hall. 10-point lead, 2:35 to go in the second. Circus shot up in the air for Lauren Park Lane of Seton Hall. Wow. She might be shorter, but she can jump and hung there. Was able to put it in with the defense flying past her. 41-29, Seton Hall leading. 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Wisconsin's Bospishalova right of the circle. Fires it over to the left of the circle. There's a three-pointer for Wilkie. Too strong off the back of the iron. Cooks, skies, and rebounds for Seton Hall. And then a backcourt foul all the way back at the other free throw line. Bospishalova trying to guard Park Lane. Reached in, picked up her second. Not a good foul for Julie Bospishalova. We'll see if she gets checked out. She makes her way towards the bench. And Savannah White will bring out Schrammick, though. So Bospishalova thought she was going out. She'll stay in. Late subs for Seton Hall. Right in. Hagans out. 2:08 to go first half. 41-29, Seton Hall. Made four of their last five from the field. Wisconsin has not scored in the last minute 40. One for their last six. Shooting from the field, those have all been three-pointers. Get it to Williams. She's made four of her last five. She's on the bench right now, but get her in and see if you can't get her the basket quickly. Hanging, missing right, inside, rebound, no good for Cooks, and then ripped down for White, and that's going to be a foul. That was actually Jordan number four, not 14. So Jayla Jordan will pick up the Seton Hall foul. Four as a team, one more of the Badger in the bonus for the rest of the half. For Jordan, that's her first. Seton Hall did not commit a foul in that first quarter, so they're not in any foul trouble issues despite having four in the quarter. 1:42 left, second quarter. 12-point deficit right now for Wisconsin. Right in front of that free throw line, Bospishalova just got it stripped away from her. Coming back is Wright, 2-on-0. So up for Wright, off the glass. Wisconsin needs to take a timeout. We're going to keep it here, 1:30 to go in the half, and Seton Hall really opening it up now, 43-29. Is their lead. Wisconsin has not scored in the last 2 minutes now. And unfortunately, this reminds you a bit of yesterday where Wisconsin, for the first three quarters, though, was excellent and then went on a 26-0 drought. Ended up losing a 20-point lead and falling to Georgia. First quarter, they were shooting really well. Second quarter, can't buy a bucket. First time out here, first whistle, and that is each team with timeouts remaining. Seton Hall with two, Wisconsin with four. Second horn will bring both teams out. Second quarter shooting for Wisconsin, 3 of 14, that is 21%. Seton Hall, 9 of 15 for 60%. Wisconsin shooting three-pointers, 1 for 6 in this second quarter. First quarter, Wisconsin shot almost 53%. So this is one of the streakier teams you are going to see. It is amazing. Wisconsin can be just hitting shot after shot and then stone cold. 1:22 to go before halftime. The Badgers down 43-29 on offense. No Avery LaBarbera, went down with a right leg injury. Does not appear like she'll be coming back in this game. Pulls Bishalova right of the paint, outside left of the circle. Wilkie drives in front of the free throw line, rises wide left. Rebound for Seton Hall, but called for a foul. And I think that's going to be on, was it Baines? That was her reaction. See who they call it on. Fifth team foul now. So Baines are first. Five as a team, though, for Seton Hall. So Wisconsin will be shooting bonus shots for the rest of this second quarter. That puts Savannah White at the free throw line. Two for the freshman White. Big minutes yesterday, big minutes today. Free throw up and good. Coach Mosley saying in the pregame, need the freshman, and at times looked like freshman yesterday. In big spots here. Second free throw, that is wide right, no good. Porter grabs the rebound for Wisconsin. So reset that shot clock at 20 seconds. There's an inside the circle shot by Pospisilova, and it is good. And boy, do the Badgers not just need that. Julie Pospisilova needed that herself. They trail by 11, 50 seconds to go, first half. Park Lane inside, nice pass, underhanded pass, no good for Baines. Rebound, loose ball, pinballing all over, and that's going to be a foul on Wright, was holding the arm of Pospisilova. The Seton Hall Pirate didn't like it, but that was pretty obvious. Referee right on it. We'll have another sub here for Wisconsin. Natalie Leitzinger will check in for the first time. More bonus free throws for the Badgers with 43.8 on the second quarter clock. Try and cut into this 43-32 score right now. Pospisilova, two free throws. First free throw is good. Leitzinger still at that scores table, so she might be checking in for Pospisilova if she makes this. Second free throw, that is good. Horn sounds, yes. Pospisilova will check out, Leitzinger comes in. All right, Wisconsin now down by 9, 43.8. Love to see if you can't get this thing to within 5 before halftime. Coming up the floor quickly, Park Lane got Porter on the right hip, and there's a very veteran move as she just hesitated for a little bit. Porter ran into her. Referee calls the foul. And that is a savvy senior against a freshman right there. Fourth team foul for Wisconsin. For Porter, that'll be her first personal. So far sidelines in the forecourt, inbounds here for Seton Hall. 39 seconds in the clock. 9-point lead. Park Lane back towards half court. Bounce pass for Baines. She'll move to the right of the circle. Stutter step. Now comes inside the paint. Jump stops. Looking to put it back out. There's Bembry in the lane again. Going up against Leitzinger. Leaned her shoulder right in. And there's a travel that's called. Bembry leaned her shoulder, drug her feet. Nice job by Leitzinger. Staying up straight. Moving her feet. Another turnover there for Seton Hall. Each team with 7 turnovers in this first half. It's right on their pace. 27 seconds left in the second. Wisconsin down by 9. Full court pressure. They will, more token pressure, back off. Shot clock turned off. 20 seconds left in the first half. Porter between the circles. Right free throw line extended for Pospisilova. The Badgers, 13 seconds. Looking for Wilkie inside. Nothing doing. 10 seconds. Copeland back out. Right corner. Three-pointer. Pospisilova. No, a long two. Rounded out. No good. 5 seconds. Rebound for Seton Hall. Outside to Park Lane. Right side. Bulldozes over Wilkie. And a travel called with 2.8 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin will get a four-court inbounds on the far sideline. Down by 9. And they will be able to get a shot off here. Whistle there, and what do we have? Technical foul, and I think that's on the coach for Seton Hall. He points to himself and says, on me? Referee says yes, and he shrugs his shoulders and continues to talk with her. He was interesting. He wasn't right up in her ear, but he said something she didn't like. Free throw shot, no good for Wilkie. Got to hit all the free throws he can. She'll get one more. Coach Bozella still conversing with the referee who called the technical. Free throw good. So Wilkie, it's one of the two technical free throws. 43-35, Wisconsin will have the ball now. Coach Mosley using every precious moment she can. I think she finished what she wanted to do on the clipboard. So I think the inbounds, they're going to bring this to the near sideline off the technical. Somebody's got inbound. It's going to be Pospisilova, Wisconsin setting up the floor. 2.08 here to get this off for halftime. Down by 8. Pospisilova. Going to get it into Copeland. Oh, tough pass. She's able to throw it back to Pospisilova. Knocked away, and that'll do it. Yeah, the inbounds pass was wide right for Pospisilova. Could not be hauled in cleanly. Copeland just flung it back to her. Knocked out by Seton Hall, and that does it for the first half. 43-35 is your score. Advantage Seton Hall. Coming up during our halftime, team stats, individual stats. Get your scores from around the Big Ten. When we return, though, we'll have our conversation with Wisconsin's Sarah Williams. You're listening to Wisconsin basketball from St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands, from Learfield. In their home white uniforms with the red numerals, dark blue with the white numerals for Seton Hall. Left corner three-pointer for Wilkie. In and out, no good. Rebound down low for Williams. Got that blocked. Jordan grabs Seton Hall rebound. We're off and running for quarter number three. Paradise Jam. And this is game number two for Wisconsin, coming off a devastating loss to Georgia yesterday. Trying to claw their way back in this one against Seton Hall. Up the floor comes Ronnie Porter. It's only an 8-point deficit, but I say that because went on a long drought again in the second quarter, and they do not have Avery LaBarber, who got injured in the second. And so only an 8-point lead, maybe not claw your way back into it, but this is an uphill through the hands of Williams, a Schrammick pass. Wisconsin 0-for-2 on their first second-half offensive possessions. Jeff Orlowski producing back in Wisconsin. Reed Magnum along with you. Between the circles for Bembry for Seton Hall. Hands it off to Jordan. Goes to Lauren Park Lane. 14 in the first half for her. Dishes it off to a right corner. Three-pointer airballed for Pinckney. Out of bounds. That'll go to Wisconsin. Foul two before officially it went out. That was on Bembry with a push. First foul of the second half. And that'll be two personally for Bembry. And it will be a full court press now for Seton Hall. Up ahead to Wilkie. Saw a lot of point guard by committee in that second quarter. Wilkie will bring the ball up this time. Goes off to Schrammick inside for Williams. Nice passing there and an easy bucket for Wisconsin down low. Nice find there for Williams. Wisconsin down 43-37. A minute 21 into our third stanza. Park Lane wearing number 3 left of the circle. Dances on that left side, now goes over to a three-pointer for Jordan. That one short. Rebound, though, for Seton Hall. Hagans back out to Jordan. Gives to Park Lane. Jordan offering her a screen. She does not take it. Then Park Lane floater off the backboard and home for Seton Hall. 45-37. The Pirates, 8:15 to go, third quarter. Just underway for this second half. Tight 1-2 at halftime. Wisconsin men against USC over on WIBA. Pospisilova right corner, back to Schrammick. Comes back right to the circle, now into the paint. And Williams backing down Jordan. Goes around her, missed it, got hit in the mouth, and hand goes to her mouth. Nothing called, maybe her nose too. She lost something, handed it off to someone on the bench. Maybe a mouth guard, not sure. And now it comes back to the right. Free throw line extended. There's a Hagans three for Seton Hall. That is short rebound for Wilkie, the Badgers. And there's up ahead. Nice pass and a good lead feed for Williams, who puts that one in with a layup. Nice job by Williams, the freshman, with a veteran move, leaking out, getting a nice big lead feed. Wisconsin within 6, and then, oh, a foul, basket good, and a free throw coming up for Seton Hall. Boy, they answer quickly. Foul on Schrammick, and that is going to be 3 personals on Brooke Schrammick. Williams checks out. And it will be free throws for Park Lane, who banked that one in. Let me check that. That is good news. That is Wilkie, who they called for the foul. Her first. So Schrammick still at 2, thankfully. Free throw good for Park Lane. 48-39, Seton Hall. 7.5 to go in the third. And as we look over to the Wisconsin bench, we see Avery LaBarbera come up. Postbish Loba now drives to the floor, gives two off the block, left side, in. Wisconsin back to within 7, 7:18 to go in the third. Avery LaBarbera in a walking boot on the right side, so it was the ankle, it looks like. Three-pointer there, and that is made by Park Lane for Seton Hall. And look out for this gal. She's got 19 now, and a 10-point lead again, 3 minutes into the third for Seton Hall. Crutches and a right walking boot for Avery LaBarbera. Doesn't look like the knee, looks like it might be the ankle. Foul off the ball for Seton Hall. We'll see who they get here. Be the second for the Pirates as a team in this third quarter. And Wisconsin inbound it with Porter. Got Wilkie, Pospisilova, Copeland, and Schrammick there. They set two screens for Wilkie, couldn't find her. And then outside three-pointer, it is good for Brooke Schrammick. Trying to get it to Wilkie. Schrammick set that second screen, then popped out, got the pass, and put it in. Other side there for Seton Hall. Good defense there by Schrammick. Takes it away, grabs the rebound. She's doing it all here. And Wisconsin back on off 50-44. They're down. 6.5 to go in the third. Called on the Wisconsin native Cooks, her first personal. Nice pass there for Schrammick. Up and under, left to right, off the glass. And it is in. And Seton Hall has seen enough as they're going to take. We'll take a break. 51-46, Wisconsin within five. 6:25 remaining in the third. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest.
6:25 to go in the third quarter. Wisconsin getting closer here, down 51-46 against Seton Hall. Wisconsin on a 5-0 run. And Seton Hall gonna go the full length of the floor offensively. Ronnie Porter in there for the Badgers. Sanaya Copeland, Pospisilova, Wilkie going up against Cooks defensively is Williams. Outside Park Lane, left of the circle, three-pointer. That is short, swooping in, Bembry. Seton Hall rebound. Coming back between the circles, there is Baines. Gives it off to Park Lane. She'll drive, goes, bounce pass to Cooks. Ripped away, jump ball. There is Maddie Wilkie. Possession arrow will stay with Seton Hall, but Maddie Wilkie, some extra fight there for Wisconsin on the shot clock. 10 teams playing right now. Penn State up by 4 against Toledo. Florida State trailing by 6 against Purdue. And Nebraska within 2. 6 seconds left in the first. Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Basket is good. And the inbounds there nicely drawn up for Seton Hall as Bembry laid it off the glass. So Wisconsin back up the floor right in front of us. As Pospisilova left corner to Williams. Gets tangled up there. Double teamed. And is that a foul called? Believe it was with the whistle, not a jump ball. Wisconsin down by 7, 5:42 to go in the third. That'll be 2 as a team now for Seton Hall. Copeland drives, left of the paint, tries to bounce pass it between. He sets of legs, can't get Williams taken away on the other side for Seton Hall. 10 turnovers for the Badgers now in the game. There is a fadeaway shot by Park Lane. Got in the lane, faded away with a floater. And the lead right back up to 9 for Seton Hall. 5:19 to go in the third. And there is Ronnie Porter getting just really pulled on and bumped and all that against Hagans in the backcourt. And finally they call the foul. And Hagans can't believe it. And Porter's like, what took so long? I'd have Ronnie Porter running this point guard position with Avery LaBarbera going down with an injury to her right leg in that first half. She is now back on the Badger bench in a walking boot with crutches. Right corner, Wilkie, three-pointer. That one hit the backboard first. And the rebound goes to Seton Hall, 55-46. The Pirates coming up on 5 to go in the third. Inside the paint, there's going to be lost balls. Went out of the hands like it had butter on it for Park Lane. Then Porter can't grab it for Wisconsin. And it bounces right over to Baines for Seton Hall. Behind the back dribble for her. Back out to Park Lane. They'll reset their offense. 23 on the shot clock. Park Lane, top of the wheel, moves to the left side. Outside Cooks, three-pointer straight up. That is off the right side of the rim. Missed it. Rebound for Ronnie Porter of Wisconsin. Toss it up ahead for Maddie Wilkie. She's on that left baseline. Probing, nothing doing. Trying to connect with Williams on that block. They'll try the right side now. Pull up shot, and it rattles home for Julie Pospisilova. Wisconsin back to within 7, 4:20 remaining in the third. Right now, Seton Hall, a lot of threes. They've only made one for their last five. Park Lane pulls it back out between the circles. Porter comes out to meet her. Got to be careful. Park Lane's so crafty, she'll make it get a foul just the way she can move. She'll go into you, then pull away at the last second, cause you to reach in. Down low, there's Cooks going up against Williams. She leaves that one short. Rebound, though, for Baines on the miss. That one missed as, also by Pospisiloba's defense. Goes to Williams, and the Badgers get out of there as Porter comes up the floor for Wisconsin. Back to Williams, top of the circle. Trying to get it over to Pospisiloba. Defense for Julie Pospisiloba, been darn good. Pass there, errant for Wisconsin. Hagans comes up the floor, easy left-handed layup for Seton Hall. Boy, 11 turnovers now for Wisconsin. Coach Mosley wanting to take a Badger timeout. 3:32 to go, third quarter. Wisconsin right back down now, 57-48. Deficit is 9. This should be a media timeout. Yes, it is. Referee gives the thumbs up, so we will take a break. You're listening to Wisconsin Basketball from Learfield. Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you in part by ATC. ATC and the Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball team have teamed up to empower STEM education in Wisconsin with Steals for STEM. It's part of the partnership, ATC donating to Wisconsin STEM programs. Third quarter, 3:25 left. 57-48, Seton Hall leading as the Badgers offensively. Schrammick throws it into the arms of Jordan accidentally for Seton Hall. Make it 12 turnovers now for Wisconsin. Back to back, and they come back the other way, and Park Lane draws a Pospisiloba Wisconsin foul. Julie, that is now 3. Got to be careful. And that is going to be 2 as a team for Wisconsin. Are they calling that the third one? That should be the third as a team in the quarter. Saniya Copeland in. Pospisiloba will have to go take a seat. Cannot afford Julie Pospisiloba to deal with foul trouble when you don't have Avery LaBarba with that right leg injury out for the rest of the game. Right of the circle for Jordan. Goes inside to Bembry. She will spin move on Schrammick. Left it short. Good rebound there for Schrammick. Nice spin move, but Schrammick stuck with it. Grab that rebound. The Badgers back the other way. Natalie Leitzinger travel. Got the ball. Little extra hop step. And that is a turnover for Wisconsin. 13. And that is 3 straight possessions. 2:56 to go in the third. 57-48. Wisconsin down. Wilkie, Leitzinger, Copeland, Williams, and Schrammick, the 5 on the floor for Wisconsin. Park Lane runs up top of the circle, crossover a couple times on Wilkie. She doesn't bite. Left corner, 3-pointer. That is missed by Jordan. Rebound for Leitzinger of the Badgers. She will come up the floor now for Wisconsin. To Wilkie on the far sideline. To Schrammick, top of the wheel. Looking for a cutter inside Leitzinger. Nothing doing. Now hands it off to Wilkie. She'll bounce past it right between two players in white. And unfortunately, 4 straight turnovers for Wisconsin on the possessions and 14 for the game. Wisconsin with the drought scoring and now the turnovers back to back to back to back. Park Lane top of the circle now for Seton Hall outside. There's a 3-pointer for Baines. No good. Skying for the rebound. Bembry puts it off the right side of the glass and Seton Hall adds to their lead. Make it 11, 59-48, a shade over 2 to go in the third. Wisconsin needs to get a shot off without a turnover, let alone make it. Top of the circle for Schrammick to Leitzinger on the left side. She'll get a Schrammick screen. Left of the circle, wanted to go back to Schrammick. Backdoor cut's not there. Copeland between the circles, 10 on the shot clock. Williams offers her a Badger screen. She takes it. She'll drive outside. Schrammick, left corner, 3-pointer. Airballed. Goes to Wilkie, though, with 1 second. Puts it off of the glass, and it is in for Wisconsin. From an airball into the arms of Wilkie with 1 second. Put it up, and the Badgers back to within 9. 1:27 to go in the third. Well, they don't ask how you score your points, just how many at the end of a game. That was not pretty, but the Badgers will take it. And reach in foul. The 15's going at it. Not on the shot. Copeland for the reach in. As the other 15, Baines was driving. 3 team fouls for Wisconsin. Julie Pospisiloba has to come back in with those 3 personals. Wilkie with 2. Wilkie will go take a breather. They like to do this with Maddie when possible. Get her on the bench. Little breather. End of the second or first quarter and third quarter. get that extra time in between periods. There's a fadeaway shot right baseline from 17 feet. Missed, but Pospisilova did not allow her to land her feet, and she comes in for about 1 second and draws her fourth foul, and Wilkie's got to go right back in. Coach Mosley having a conversation with Julie Pospisilova. Julie saying she kicked her feet out. Coach Mosley not buying that. Porter in, Leitzinger comes out. That was not the foul you could afford there for Pospisilova. Four personal, and it might be a long time until we see her again. And you don't get Wilkie those extra few moments to breathe. Park Lane free throw, first one good. Up by 10, 1:15 remaining in the third. Second free throw for Park Lane. She's hit her first five. And she is 6 for 6. A very confident stroke at the free throw line. So 61-50, Seton Hall. 1:10 left in the third. Wisconsin up the floor. As Copeland on the right side to Schrammick. Zips it to the near side. Porter faked a three, then brings it back out. Right in her left hip pocket goes off. A nice pass down low. And Williams puts it in for Wisconsin. Williams 14 points now in the afternoon. 61-52, Seton Hall. 47 seconds to go before the third quarter expires. Park Lane asking for a Bain screen for Seton Hall. Moves it to the top of the circle. Now she'll go right block. Foul, got the basket and free throws. Or one free throw for Lauren Park Lane. She is a handful. She's only 5'3", plays with the heart of someone who's 6'7", and she has got skills. 11-point lead. She'll try and add to it. Toes the line. Made all her free throws so far. And that one is left short. So Wisconsin down by 11. 36 seconds remaining in the third quarter. So shot clock still on. Porter high on the right side for the Badgers. Moves to the right of the circle with that left-handed dribble. Now goes to the right side. Passes it to Williams. She'll drive right baseline. Gets double team. Make a triple team. Spins her way through traffic. Goes down. Missed it. Shot clock turned off, 16 seconds remaining in the third. Went through three players. It's pretty obvious right now, Seton Hall, they're going to just triple-team Williams, not let her beat them. 7 seconds remaining in the third for Seton Hall offensively. Right back to the left side, Bembry, 2 seconds, hands it off. Park Lane shot. This will count if it goes. It misses. That'll do it for the third quarter. 63-52, Seton Hall. Fourth quarter coming up when we return to the Virgin Islands. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield. Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond as we get ready for the fourth quarter. Game two of the Paradise Jam, Wisconsin trailing Seton Hall 63-52. Story of that third quarter, I would say it's the turnovers. Wisconsin had 6 turnovers in that third quarter alone. Seton Hall did not have any. So total turnovers in this game, 14 for Wisconsin, 9 for the Pirates. Another unfortunate storyline in this game, Avery LaBarbera, Wisconsin's transfer from Holy Cross, hit the deck, clutched the right leg in that second quarter, and she is back on the Badger bench in a walking boot with crutches. Could not put any pressure on that right leg on the floor. Wasn't sure if it was knee or ankle. Doesn't look to be knee if she's in the boot. But she did flash a smile at one of the assistant coaches a few moments ago, so trying to be in good spirits. But such an important player for this team, averaging over 10 points per game, 5.8 rebounds per contest, and led the team with 16 points yesterday. Hopefully it's not the whole season, but boy, she was in pain when she went down. So she's the transfer for Wisconsin. It's amazing with the Seton Hall team. They have players that did not start in Seton Hall, which is part of college sports now, not just basketball, but all over. 13 players, 8 players have transferred to Seton Hall. They have a player who started at Appalachian State, 2 from Penn State, player from Auburn, Virginia Tech, Boston College, Xavier, Mississippi State, which would be Sidney Cooks, who was that 2017 Wisconsin High School Player of the Year. She originally went to Michigan State, then Mississippi State, and now it's Seton Hall, so she's been all over. Fourth quarter underway here. Seton Hall with the basketball offensively up 11. Right baseline for Park Lane. They'll move to right, top of the circle, back to Park Lane. Thought about a three. Now goes down, and it's going to be a push called on, is that Williams? Or was that off the ball? I think it was on Williams as Park Lane. Yes, it was. She's just so crafty. It just kind of leaning that arm bar, and then she'll just kind of jolt and draws the referee's whistle. And she's toyed with the freshman at times in this game. Inbounds pass off the right shoe of Maddie Wilkie, so it will stay with Seton Hall. Three personal fouls now for Williams. First, of course, of the fourth quarter, just underway in it. Bounce pass down low, and is that another foul? A pirate hit the deck. That was Bembry. See who they get on this one. I think that might be on Schrammick. Yes, it is. Tripped her with the foot accidentally. Her second, team second. And now we'll have a foul as Schrammick was able to guard and the inbounds and got shoved. And so we've got three straight fouls without much movement in the ball. First team foul now for Seton Hall. Wisconsin with two already. And it will be Wisconsin's possession. So nice job with Brooke Schrammick guarding the inbounds. Got shoved to the baseline and drew the Seton Hall foul. So Copeland coming up the floor for Wisconsin offensively. They're down by 11. We're 30 seconds in. A lot of time, but you got to avoid the turnovers and start hitting your shots. Fourth quarter was so rough for the Badgers yesterday. Hopefully a different tale today. Cross court for Copeland, right corner. 9 seconds in the shot clock to Wilkie. High on that right side. Goes back to Copeland, right corner. Three-pointer with a hand in her face. No good. Rebound came down to Williams. Lost it and then scooped out as it was going out of bounds for Seton Hall, and they will move up the floor. Right high on the left side for Park Lane. 60 seconds into quarter number four. The deficit 11 for the Badgers. Park Lane high on the left side. Wilkie giving her some space. Moving it to the right side and a long pass to Baines. Now Jordan right of the circle. She'll try a two, and that one goes through. 65-52. Seton Hall adds to the lead. Minute 20 into the fourth. But Barbara, one of those players who she was that spark plug when you needed a bucket, and she is not available. Who will it be for the Badgers? Could be this gal, Maddie Wilkie. Left side, gets a Schrammick screen. She'll probe inside the free throw line, passes it off to Williams. She'll back down her defender, comes up strong with the right, too strong off the backboard. This will go off the head of right for Seton Hall. Maddie Wilkie goes down, gets back up quickly. 8 seconds in the Badger shot clock. Porter to inbounds near side of the basket. Seton Hall's coaching staff going berserk. Referee conferring with the other referee, and Seton Hall not happy with something. We were right here, and it looked like it was pretty obviously off of the Pirates, so not sure what the bone to pick was. They do reset that shot clock 2-20. So Wisconsin some more time. There's Porter, three-pointer right side, left it short, rebound down to Baines for Seton Hall. Bonnie Porter trying to get that scoring going. 0-for-3, though, all of her shots three-point land territory. Under 8 to go in the fourth. The Badgers down 13. Inside the circle for Wright. Hands it off to Bain. She'll spin against Schrammick. Got to be careful. Wright takes a three-pointer straight on. That one bricked off the right side of the backboard. Ball is loose. Wilkie grabs it. Gets hit hard and awkward. This will be a Seton Hall foul. Anytime Maddie goes down like that with that right leg brace on, of course, well documented her injury. Beaver Dam at high school, one of the great players, but missed last season, still working on that right knee injury. And she gets up. She's okay. But we've seen enough players going down awkwardly between Douglas and LaBarbera, and you always hold your breath a little extra for Wilkie. So four personals for Jordan, and she will go out for Seton Hall. Each team with two team fouls in this fourth. 7:40 to go in regulation. The Badgers trailing by 13. Three-pointer right side, and it is in for Sanaya Copeland. Wisconsin back within 10, 7.5 to go in the fourth. Hopefully some life here for the Badgers. Scoreless for the last 3-plus minutes. Spin move there for Cooks being double-teamed. Wilkie all over her trying to get the jump ball. Referee's going to call a jump ball. Is Cooks not liking that at all? Thought that should be a foul. Wilkie, a big size disadvantage at 5'10", and Cook 6'4", but it's the second time in this game that Wilkie has been able to cause that jump ball, and Cook's going to go off to the bench. She is frustrated. And they'll bring in double zeros. Alexia Lesh, 10-point deficit for Wisconsin, 7:18 to go in the fourth. See what the Badgers can do here, try and get into this thing with single digits, and that'll be a foul called on Seton Hall. Push. Azana Baines, the whistle. That's three team fouls for Seton Hall. You get two more, you get yourself on the bonus, then start making your free throws. That's good game plan if you ask me. Wright will check out for Seton Hall. Hagen's back in. Sanaya Copeland forecourt right in front of her Badger bench on the far sideline to inbound. Porter not there, gets it to Wilkie. She'll turn, face her defender. Wilkie on that right side, almost got tripped up by Park Lane. Now Schrammick down in that right corner, trying to connect cross court, nothing there. Inside, Pospisilova dishes outside left corner. Driving Copeland, no. Porter fakes the three, she'll drive inside. There's a three-pointer right side for Schrammick, nothing but the bottom of the net. Brooke Schrammick connects for Wisconsin. 6:50 to go, Wisconsin now down 65-58. Don't go anywhere. The Badgers fighting their way back into this thing. Down to single digits. Park Lane on the left side. She'll drive bump. And is that on Pospisilova? No. Put up five fingers, but that was just to show the push. It's on Porter. And for Ronnie Porter, going to be your second personal. Right now you got Pospisilova playing with four, so one more, she's done. Three personals for Williams and Schrammick. Everybody else two or fewer. Williams in, Wilkie out. Wilkie breathing heavy. She has played a lot of minutes, especially with LaBarbera going out and the Pospisilova foul trouble. She has had to reach down a little extra deep today. 6:37 to go. Deficit is seven for Wisconsin. Offensive for Seton Hall right now. Badgers coming way out to try and trap Park Lane, and they do it. They swat it away and get it up to Copeland. The Badgers, three on one. Copeland, bounce pass to Porter, right back to Copeland. Extra pass, no. The Badgers able to get it off of what was a turnover, and they stick with it, and they'll settle up offensively. Porter, top of the wheel for Williams. Copeland feeling a three-pointer, too strong. Rebound tip there. Pospisilova got a hand on it, goes down, and who are they calling this on? Hopefully not on Julie. As she looked like she went straight up, there was a push. Is that on Julie Pospisilova? Yes, and she's done. Fouls out with 6:10 to go, and Wilkie's got to go back in there. She's still breathing heavy, Maddie Wilkie. I tell you what, Julie Pospisilova, I thought in that rebound was pretty clean. They're going to say hand to the back. Takes the towel away from the trainer, and, boy, she's frustrated. She's had some bad fouls in this game. That was ticky-tack. 6 minutes to go. The Badgers down by seven. Wisconsin now with four team fouls, three as a team for Seton Hall. And the Badgers running out of options off the bench. Park Lane, top of the circle. That left corner three-pointer. Look out here. Alesh, no good. Wide left. Rebound for Copeland. Porter comes up the floor. Knows where she wants to go. Up ahead. And there is a strong too high of a pass for Williams. Coach Mosley saying good idea to Porter, but she said that's too far. And the player was right there. So she said, it's a good job trying to get it ahead quickly. That was a bit forced. The lead still seven for Seton Hall. 5:37 remaining in the fourth. Seton Hall right now, they have not scored in the last 3:05. Wisconsin's been able to get this thing to single digits, but not closer than seven. Outside, that's going to be tipped back to Park Lane. Hagen's left corner, three-pointer. She hit it. Ah. Hagen's hits a three, back to a 10-point lead. 5:15 remaining in the fourth. Wilkie on the left side for Schrammick between the circles. Looks over to her coach. Coach Mosley calling out the play. Now Porter on the right side. Back to Schrammick. A little confusion here for Wisconsin. 13 seconds of the shot clock. Copeland moves left of the circle. Now for Schrammick, trying to bounce pass it down to Williams. Got an arm bar to her back. Able to corral it far corner. 4 seconds. Dangerous pass. Copeland, three-pointer. That is wide left, no good. Rebound comes to Williams for the Badgers. Goes up strong. Fouled. Missed the shot, but free throws for Sarah Williams. All fighting this Badger team, no doubt about it. The lead 10 for Seton Hall. And there will be a timeout taken. This will be our final media timeout of this game, so we will step aside, get you free throws when we return. 68-58, Seton Hall with the lead. 4:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield. Be the storyline tomorrow for this one. Game two of the Paradise Jam. Wisconsin down 68-58. 4:45 to go. We'll get Williams free throws when we come back to play. Got field goal percentage right now in the game. Wisconsin 42%. Seton Hall 44%. Three-pointers. Badgers 29%. Seton Hall 30%. So very even. Difference, Wisconsin plus three turnovers. Might not seem huge, but Wisconsin at times, some of these turnovers have been back-to-back. It's been rough. Plus four for Seton Hall when it comes to rebounds. Steals are even. Plus 10 for points in the paint for Seton Hall. Second chance points, only a difference of one. Right now, Seton Hall struggling to hit threes. They're one of their last eight, but the Badgers scoreless in the last 2:09, so they have not been able to make them pay. Seton Hall, this is a good team. I mean, 2-3 overall record. They've lost three straight, but Big East preseason poll. Of course, UConn, the unanimous pick to win that, per usual. But Seton Hall was picked to tie for fourth with DePaul in the conference. Marquette, by the way, picked to finish sixth. So this is a team that they've had some close losses. Lost by one to VCU yesterday. That'll be Wisconsin's opponent tomorrow. 11:40 pregame noon tip right back here on Fox Sports 1070 The Game and the free iHeartRadio app. At the free throw line, Sarah Williams with big free throws. First one is good. Just 64% coming in for Williams at the free throw line. That's the first free throw attempt of the game. Second free throw bounces the feet a little bit and made them both. Looked like an 88% free throw shooter with those. And she will take a break, and Savannah White will check back in for Wisconsin. 8-point lead for Seton Hall with the ball. 4:45 to go in the fourth, and there's going to be a full-court press. Oh, the Badgers almost got a turnover. Bembry comes to clean it up, though, for the Pirates. Works it up the floor quickly. Those bright pink shoes outside to Hagans. And now they'll hand to Park Lane, and she will hold the ball and reset here. Defensively for Wisconsin, Copeland, White, Wilkie, Schrammick, and Ronnie Porter. Eight to shoot for Park Lane at Seton Hall in front of the free throw line. And that one hits the backboard, the rim, and does go in. Back to 10 for Seton Hall, the lead. 4:13 to go on the fourth. Ronnie Porter up the floor here for the Badgers. Moves to her right, chest pass to Wilkie. Brings it in. Surveys her options, looking for an angle. Now she'll drive to the basket. Danced right around Park Lane and put it off the glass and good. Nice move there for Maddie Wilkie. Now trying to double-team. Oh, a reach-in foul behind half court. She immediately, a pained look on her face. Not from anything physical, but just mental, knew that that was a mistake. Each team with four team fouls now. Park Lane to go to the free throw line. So for Wilkie, that is three personals. And is that the fifth team foul? I think it might be. They still show four. Now they put the fifth one up, and that is why Park Lane goes for the bonus shots. All right, so that is five as a team. Seton Hall in the bonus the rest of the way. Wilkie didn't mean to do it. There's still 3:44 on the clock, down by eight. It wasn't a time thing. She just a little aggressive. Park Lane's free throw is good. You do not want Lauren Park Lane at the free throw line. She's now 8 of 9. 73% on the year. It's good. It's not 8 of 9, but been good from the jump. Make it 9 of 10 for her. 72-62 Seton Hall. 3:52 to go in the fourth. Game two of the Paradise Jam. St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands. Ronnie Porter to Wilkie on the right side. Goes down, still trying to keep her dribbles. Able to do it. She's got kind of tripped up around her own feet. Now Copeland, three-pointer left of the circle. They needed it. They don't get it. And Hagen skies for a Seton Hall rebound. Time running out on Wisconsin. 3.5 to go. And the lead is 10 for the Pirates of Seton Hall. Park Lane on the right side. Pulls it back out. They're going to run clock now. Park Lane between the legs dribble. Ronnie Porter giving her space. Can't get too close to her. 10 seconds. Now Ronnie Porter goes up on her. She goes right around her. Floater for Park Lane off the glass. Made it look easy. Ronnie Porter, you could tell, didn't want to get close. then felt pressure to. Park Lane said, that's what I wanted, went right around her and floated it in. 74-62, the deficit 12. And the Badgers throw it away on a Wilkie to Schrammick turnover, 2:56 on the clock. 16 turnovers for the Badgers in this game. Seton Hall with 12. For the Badgers, they had a really rough second quarter, and they were able to recover, get this thing back to 7. But now it is 12 once again with only 2:50 to go. And you have a player like Lauren Park Lane who runs the point. I mean, she's really not going to turn it over. So she is just going to rock the ball back and forth and start her play when it gets to 14 seconds. Does it there. Goes off the rim. No good. Rebound. Missed for Jordan, but free throws for Seton Hall. That was on the shot. Bonus shots would be the case regardless. And Jayla Jordan will go to the free throw line. First free throws of the game for her. The Badgers bring in some subs here as Ronnie Porter will come out. Porter getting conversation with Coach Mosley. First free throw is good for Jordan. For the Badgers, as we talked about, as soon as LaBarber went out, I mean, they already were going to need to have freshmen step up, but it's some big asks for these freshmen to play, especially against a player like Lauren Park Lane. Free throw good for Jordan. Copeland up the floor for the Badgers. Schrammick left of the circle, goes over the near side. That was touched by Park Lane. She didn't like that. Referee and Park Lane smile, and it will stay with Wisconsin. 22 in the shot clock. 2:27 to go. The lead is 14 for Seton Hall. Schrammick into Copeland. She'll bring it to Wilkie, left elbow. She'll drive on Park Lane. Floater, wide left, tipped around. Wilkie had it, lost it. Schrammick tracks it down for Wisconsin. Goes inside for the Badgers. Pulled back out now for Copeland. Bounce pass down to Williams, right baseline to Schrammick. Up and under, and she got that to go off the left side of the glass. 76-64, though. The lead still 12 for Seton Hall. 2 minutes remaining here in St. Thomas for game two. Park Lane. And she ran over Wilkie, but they'll say it was a body and a foul for Wilkie. 4 personals for Maddie Wilkie. She threw her hands up and said, she ran into me. Referee does not agree, and it will be more bonus free throws for Lauren Park Lane. Game tomorrow for Wisconsin. They'll play VCU. Ronnie Porter checking back in. 11:40 pregame noon tip. VCU beating Seton Hall 62-61. Yesterday, after the Wisconsin-Georgia game, VCU and Georgia to match up after this one. Free throw good for Lauren Park Lane. So on Wisconsin's side of the bracket, the round robin, you know your teams that you'll play before any of the games start. So it'll be VCU tomorrow. Second free throw no good for Park Lane. 13-point lead for Seton Hall. The Badgers back with the ball, 1:50 remaining. Copeland drives right baseline, throws it, trying to go across the way to Wilkie. That gets tipped out of bounds. Stays with Wisconsin, 20 on the clock. 1:46 for the game clock. Porter's first two options not there. Fourth option is Copeland goes up, got that blocked away, clean. Stays with Wisconsin, 17 on the shot clock. So many blocks for Seton Hall. That's their fifth one of this game, and I got to say, it feels like even more than that. Maybe a few blocks missed in there. Felt like they had 3 blocks in the first quarter. Three-pointer, there's Maddie Wilkie from a ways away, top of the circle. Able to get that one in. That one knocked out of bounds. Copeland thought she got it off Park Lane, did not. Wisconsin within 10, but there's only 1:37 left. Wilkie going to go check out. Coach Mosley saying, sit here towards me. We're going to maybe get you back in. You know, Wisconsin, despite the deficit, they're going to fight here to the end. Copeland called for the foul, and Hagans will go to the free throw line to shoot bonus shots. Seton Hall will play Georgia tomorrow. All these 4 teams going to play one another. Wilkie comes back in. As we see VCU up at the top part of the gym. start walking their way in to watch the end of this one. First free throw by Higgins is no good. Little left. Very nice gym here. Feels kind of like a high school gym, but great sight lines for everybody. The floor, beautiful, tons of color. Second free throw good for Higgins. 11-point lead. Got a lot of natural light that pours into this gym on the campus of the University of the Virgin Islands. Copeland back out to Wilkie, another three-pointer. That one bricked off the backboard above the square. Goes out of bounds. And did this get touched by Seton Hall? It did. 1:23 left. Wisconsin down 78-67. And the game plan really right now offensively, just see if Wilkie can hit some threes and create a miracle comeback. Shramick right side to Sanaya Copeland, top of the circle. Screen for Williams. Hands it off to Wilkie. 10 on the shot clock. Wilkie gets a Shramick screen. Comes into the circle outside. Trying to connect with Porter. Couldn't do it. Ball is loose as it was slapped away. And Jordan comes out with it for Seton Hall. And a reach-in foul for Sanaya Copeland. Or on Sanaya Copeland. And more bonus shots for Seton Hall. Copeland with four. And there's kind of a conference here. I'm not sure why they're saying White come down. They don't have to necessarily come down for the free throws. They should. So only two players will be down there at the blocks for Porter and Copeland. And free throw for Jordan misses left. Well, Seton Hall, they're missing some of their free throws late. The problem is it's only 66 seconds to go, and it's an 11-point lead for Seton Hall. Make it now a dozen. 104 and counting left in the fourth. Wisconsin about to go 0-for-2 in this tournament as Wilkie goes up, got that blocked. Bembry grabs the Seton Hall rebound. The Badge is going to continue to foul. And that's foul on Copeland of Wisconsin as Park Lane will go back to the free throw line. Seton Hall starting a victory clap. Park Lane dances a little bit too. Copeland will check out here. That is five, so she fouls out officially. Natalie Leitzinger will come in for Wisconsin. Still have Williams, Shramick, Porter, Wilkie on the floor for Wisconsin. That's due in part to the fact that you don't have many other players to bring in, and Coach Mosley wanting them to play to the end. Park Lane's free throw is made. A Baker's dozen for the lead. Now make it 14 for Seton Hall. And there is a timeout for Wisconsin. 30-second timeout. This is what Coach Mosley always does if Wisconsin, even if there's a deficit, they're still going to play this thing to the end, and makes a lot of sense. She's coaching young players. There's seven freshmen on this team. You're transferring LaBarbara. If you have not heard, she's on crutches in a walking boot on her right side. Went down in a heap in the second quarter. No Hallie Douglas for the rest of the year. Program announced that earlier this week after the Illinois State knee injury last Sunday. 10 seconds remaining in this timeout. Wisconsin down 81-67. Under a minute to go in the fourth. Reminder for you coming up this evening, John Adias, whose seat I'm keeping warm for him here, is calling Wisconsin volleyball, and what a big one. Badgers and Nebraska. Need I say more? With Big Ten implications, of course, and tournament seeding and all that good stuff. That'll be on U100.9 FM in Madison, worldwide in the iHeartRadio app. Leitzinger for Wisconsin in. Goes off to Porter. Right baseline up. Floater, and that is in for Ronnie Porter. It's a Badger bucket here. 43.7 on the clock, and then Porter caused a turnover, and the Badgers have it back. Leitzinger fake to three left corner. She'll rise up with the floater. Foul, but can't get the basket to go, but she'll go to the free throw line. Two free throws for Leitzinger. Still down 12, 36 and a half seconds to go, but these are some meaningful minutes for Porter and Leitzinger. As good as Williams has been as a freshman, any minute she's in there, she continues to gain experience. Free throw good for Natalie Leitzinger. And Wisconsin will need these players tomorrow against VCU. So seeing the ball go in the basket is what they need to see. That's good for them. Free throw, no good for Leitzinger. Rebound caroms to Bembry, who just waits and allows Leitzinger to foul her. So more free throws upcoming for Seton Hall. 35.3 on the clock. 81-70, the Seton Hall lead. Coming up in the postgame, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with associate head coach Kate Barnoski. We'll go through team stats, individual stats, other Big Ten scores, and get you ready for the finale of this Paradise Jam tomorrow. Free throw good for Bembry. Wisconsin men's score went final, defeated USC for third place in their Thanksgiving tournament, 64-59. Second free throw good for Bembry. We'll have a full timeout taken by Wisconsin. Badger men win by five. No, as far as we know, controversial calls that weren't made, like a player being well out of bounds with a foot in the on the baseline. Well away from the baseline, really, referring to the Kansas missed call yesterday. Wisconsin almost defeating number three Kansas, losing in overtime, but I think Wisconsin men opening up a lot of eyes across the country with the way that they played Kansas, and Wisconsin men off to a 5-1 start. 83-70 here. Wisconsin women about to lose their third straight. Lost at Illinois State last Sunday. Lost 68-60 against Georgia yesterday. 26-0 run for Georgia, third quarter into the fourth quarter. I think we've belabored that point at this point. So that was a crushing loss for Wisconsin when you had a 20-point lead under two to go in the third. This has been a game where it was very back and forth in the first quarter. Second quarter was really tough for Wisconsin. And got it within seven multiple times in the second half, but as things went along, Seton Hall just pulled away. Wisconsin in that second quarter, they shot 4 of 17, 1 of 6 shooting threes, and had 5 turnovers. Back to it here with under 30 seconds to go. Badger inbound. Wilkie fouled. Bonus shots for Maddie Wilkie of Wisconsin. 28.8 on the clock. The lead 13 for Seton Hall. Wilkie to the free throw line. Maddie Wilkie's free throw is perfect. Wilkie 2 for 3 shooting free throws. She was 4 for 8 yesterday shooting threes. Wilkie in this game just 1 of 7. And that was really tough. Couple players subbing back in for Wisconsin. Second free throw good for Wilkie. 11-point lead for Seton Hall, 28.8. See if Wisconsin fouls on this inbounds. Park Lane in the backcourt. Wisconsin now pulling back. Porter walking her up the floor. And it looks like Wisconsin will settle with an 83-72 loss as Park Lane allowed to dribble out the rest of it. And so Seton Hall, they snap their three-game losing streak. Wisconsin goes to a three-game losing streak. Final score, 83-72. Wisconsin falls to Seton Hall. Hoping to have Coach Barnoski when we return. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
How much work can
you have? Back in the Virgin Islands, Wisconsin falls to Seton Hall, 83-72. Joined by the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. Coach, there's a lot to unpack here. You lose Avery LaBarbera, but overall, thoughts on this game today?
Well, I knew that this coming down here after we lost Hallie, that it was going to be a test of our young guys, and then losing Avery, even more tests. And you know, we made some big plays with our young guys, and we made some freshman plays with our young guys. Julie's foul trouble obviously hurt us tremendously. After Brooke, I'm proud of how the way she rebounded from yesterday. Didn't have her best game against Georgia and came back. But I think that we don't have much bench left. And, you know, I think it all came back to bite us a bit. But We fought to the end. Proud of that. We got to continue to take care of the ball better. But we're going through some of the growing pains, and that's what, you know, we know that. And we just have to keep continuing to find ways to get better.
I'm sure you have no update health-wise, but saw Avery in the boot with the crutches, but also saw her smiling. She's an amazing person. I mean, it seems like no matter what, you can't get her down. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, you know, I think having her behind the bench, even though obviously she'd love to be on the floor, not too serious of an injury, so we're grateful for that. And yet at the same time, we'll lose her. You know, we won't have her for tomorrow, obviously. But, yeah, she brings a spirit and a competitiveness and a life to our team, and so want to hurry up and try to get her back as soon as possible.
Final question, Coach. With limited legs and a third game and the third straight date, what is your plan tonight? What is the team? What are they going to be doing, if you'd let our listeners behind the scenes a little bit?
Yeah, we just go back, grab some food. The coaches will watch this next game so we can prepare for against VCU for tomorrow. And then we'll come back, watch a little bit of film with the team, walk through just in our hotel eating room, and then get back at it tomorrow. We've got another opportunity. And like I said, we have to keep growing. We have to continue to find the positive stuff that we're doing well and continue to try to figure out how we can get better on the things that we struggle with.
Coach, thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Marissa Mosley, head coach of the Badgers, is again Wisconsin Falls 83-72 in game two of the Paradise Jam. We'll come back and start to look at statistics when we continue our post-game show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Welcome back to St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, Wisconsin Falls, the Seton Hall, 83-72. The Badgers 0-2 now in the Paradise Jam. VCU tomorrow out on the floor of the Rams. And then Georgia also out on the floor getting ready for their game, which will be coming up about 15, 20 minutes before its start. Let's look at some team statistics here. And for Wisconsin, you know, some of these numbers good and very even with Seton Hall, and you look at it and it feels like it should be a closer game than an 11-point loss. Wisconsin shooting in this one, they go 28 of 66. So for the game, that is 42.4%. For Seton Hall, 28 of 61, so 46%. Both teams made the same number of field goals. Both teams made the same number of threes. Wisconsin, 7 of 24. Seton Hall, 7 of 23. Free throws was where there was a big disparity. The Badgers finished 9 of 12. Seton Hall's 20 for 25. A lot of those coming towards the end when Wisconsin was trying to foul and keep the game going. Rebounds for the Badgers, 35 total compared to Seton Hall's 39. The Badgers, 12 offensive rebounds, 11 for Seton Hall. Scoppers, Seton Hall, 11 assists, 13 turnovers. 2 blocks and 7 steals for UW, 6 blocks and 7 steals for Seton Hall. We'll give you individual numbers when we come back to the Virgin Islands. Wisconsin falls to Seton Hall, 83-72. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest.
Back to the Paradise Jam one final time for today. We'll be with you tomorrow for an 11:40 pregame noon tip, Wisconsin and VCU, here on Fox Sports 1070 The Game, your free iHeartRadio app. But for Wisconsin, they lose their second straight in this tournament, third overall. The Badgers now 3-3. Seton Hall improves to 3-3, and they snap a three-game skid. Let's get to the individual numbers, and you knew you needed Lauren Park Lane, Nancy Lieberman Award watch list player, to not have a big game. Well, she had a career high. 37-point game, 11 of 21 from the field, 3 of 9 from threes, 12 of 14 for free throws, 2 rebounds, 4 assists and a steal, played all 40 minutes. And you said coming in, well, she's going to have a career game. You'd have thought, well, this is going to be an uphill battle, and that was the case today. Jayla Jordan finishes with 11 points, second on the team, 10 points for Baines, 9 for Sydney Cooks, the Kenosha, Wisconsin native, 8 points for Bembry, 6 for Hagans, and 1 field goal, 2 points for Wright. That all adds up to 83 for Seton Hall. For Wisconsin, they're 72. 18 of that came from Brooke Schrammick, who led the team today, 7 of 13 from the field, 4 of 5 shooting throw, 5 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal, played in just over 30 minutes. Got 16 points then apiece for Sarah Williams and Maddie Wilkie. Williams, 7 of 13 from the field, 2 for 2 with those free throws. That is a team-high 7 rebounds, an assist, a block, 2 steals in almost 30 minutes. And then for Maddie Wilkie, 6 of 16 from the field, but the 1 of 7 shooting threes was tough. 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and played 36 and a half minutes, which is a little more than you want to see her play. But LaBarbera goes down, Julie Pospisilova gets into foul trouble, so Wilkie needs to rest those legs and be ready for a game against VCU tomorrow. Others, 8 in the fourth quarter, 6 points for Sanaya Copeland, who had to play a lot. She goes 2 of 7 from the field. Let's see who else. 4 points for LaBarbera. That all came in the first half before she goes down. 2 points for Porter, and then a point apiece for White and Leitzinger. One of the good things we heard from Coach Mosley, not a serious injury for Avery LaBarbera. When she went down clutching her right leg, writhing in pain, you fear the worst. Walking boot and crutches, but they will not ever tomorrow, but it does not sound like it is that serious, according to Coach Mosley, which is a huge relief. Lastly, let's look at the playing right now, 4:12 left in the fourth, down in Daytona Beach. Penn State leading Toledo 51-47. That's a good game. Penn State right now, they are 5-0. Purdue also 5-0. They are down 3. Florida State 73, Purdue 70. Wisconsin will see Florida State this upcoming week. 109 to go in the fourth there. That's down in Cancun, Mexico. Just about ready to start the fourth quarter. Nebraska up on Texas A&M. Corpus Christi 55-34 down in Puerto Rico. Games coming up later on. 22nd-ranked Michigan plays Air Force in the Gulf Coast Showcase in Florida. Illinois plays Charlotte in Daytona Beach. 9th-ranked Iowa and Oregon State go at it in Portland. That's a night game. And then 7:45 for the start tonight from Las Vegas. 6th-ranked Indiana plays Auburn in Indiana. A perfect 5-0 so far. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast. My thanks to our producer, Jeff Orlowski. This is Reed Magnum from the Paradise Jam in St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands. One more time, your final score. Wisconsin falls as Seton Hall wins 83-72. All of us at Fox Sports 1070, The Game, iHeartMedia, and the Badger Sports Network thank each of you for listening. This has been Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's basketball has been brought by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is owner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.